Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is having a President's Day event. Start a new lease on a Jeep Compass or go big with a Jeep Grand Cherokee. Limited, in stock, and ready to go. See dealer for details during the President's Day sale. Stop into Moran Blue Water CDJR on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or visit them at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Well, once again, top of the morning to you. We are at Freighters with United Way of St. Clair County. It's the annual St. Patrick's Day party. We've been doing this for over 20 years now, and all in support of the United Way. Joining us right now is the CEO of Lake Huron Medical Center, Joe Scouture. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well. Top of the morning to you.
How are you, Paul?
I'm doing great.
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. You're very involved in the United Way. You sit on the United Way board.
That's correct.
And Lake Huron Medical Center had a fantastic campaign this year. How much did you raise for the United Way?
About close to 12,000, I think. You know, that is amazing. I think, you know, one of the strategies we did was, like, you know, I have been sitting on the United Way board for last 4 years, and I felt that this is a program or this is an organization which actually looks at the needs of the community and do what is right for the community. I mean, of course, we are all, you know, blessed with so many opportunities and, you know, other kind of support, financial support and things like that as individuals. And we recognize that there are disadvantaged people in our community, people who need a hand, helping hand. I think that is what United Way does. So I am convinced about it, and I encouraged our employees to be a part of this organization or part of this campaign. That is one of the reasons we actually, with a team of people from our own hospital, this year we said, you know, let's take it up to the next level. So, you know, I mean, I think Jan and Cassidy was involved in our efforts, and a team of people, other staff members also were involved. The leaders of the, you know, hospital were also involved, and they actually participated in that. So we actually, you know, set a plan, you know, so a series of programs during the year to raise funds for United Way. So that is how we came up with that ideas of, there were programs like candy sales, special cafe lunches. Then the most interesting one was the pie leader in the face. So people could actually contribute to a pot, and whoever raises the most, whoever gets most money will get a pie on the face kind of thing. That was very popular. I think that raised a lot of money, you know, for the United. And also it was engaging the people, engaging the staff into this fundraising event and things like that too. Then there was also winning a vacation for raffle vacation.
Nice.
You know, then also winning a raffle for closer parking. So we did a lot of activities. So the about 6 months of activities were spaced, and there was increased awareness among the people. And that is one of the best thing out of the whole thing, is that, you know, increasing that name recognition for United Way and actually the purpose what United Way stands for. I think a lot more people in our hospital are aware of that, you know, organization, and I think that will continue to do that in the long run kind of things.
And the more that spreads through the hospital to other organizations,
exactly,
and throughout the community, the more people realize, oh, this is an organization that does a lot of good here in
our
community.
Absolutely. I think this is also a way that we are actually shown that this is our community, and it is important that we commit our resources to this community. I think, you know, St. Clair is our community. This is where we need the support from our own organizations, our own, you know, major companies who need to be involved in this community for the wealth and health of this community. I think our organizations or manufacturing organizations and our businesses contribute in a wealthy manner, but also we are also committed to the health of this community. That's why we are interested to collaborate with companies in the community. For one of the examples, Paul, is that we continue to do several health screening programs for our community members. Last month we did a cardiac calcium score. The community, this is a preventative kind of a measure. We can actually do a CT scan of the people and identify if they are on a higher risk for any kind of cardiac issues. Then one of the things we are actually doing that I'm excited to announce it today, we are collaborating with Michigan Metal Coating That's a company right here in Port Huron. We are collaborating them to do a on-site health screening for that company. Employees, we are actually going to them to look at their blood pressure, their blood test, see whether there are any issues related to prostate cancer or any kind of cancer screening and things like that. So we are actually going to the companies and doing the screening right there, so that way we could actually identify these kind of issues early, so they don't actually end up having chronic diseases and things like that too. So there are a lot of things, you know, we as an organizer, Lake Huron Medical Center, is proud to do that for the community. I think that is one of the things we are interested in. Not only we are interested in the well-being, sickness and issues related to that, we want to take care of that, but also we are interested in the well-being and health of the community member. So Lake Huron is committed to doing those kind of things.
What a fantastic partnership. And yeah, nobody's coming from outside St. Clair County to help us. We've got to help ourselves,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. That's the point. I think that is one of the things I have been telling our own staff about this kind of commitment. You know, yeah, St. Clair County, you are not going to get people from Oakland County to even to come and work here too. So they need to, we need to foster our youngsters. I mean, last week, I think 2 weeks back, we had a, job fair or kind of encouraging people to get into healthcare programs. We have actually collaborated with one of the Port Huron high schools to do a health fair there. Mm-hmm. So our staff went over there and actually exposed them to different health careers. So that way we can actually encourage them to be interested in health careers. So that way they could actually go to St. Clair Community College, get their health education degree, or go out and get to their health education degree and come back to us and work here in this community. We have done that. I think we have, as you probably know, last year or so, you have Dr. Randall coming back.
Yes.
She's right from his community. We have actually brought her back. She's a podiatrist, and she is working here in this community. She collaborates with our Lake Huron Medical Center. So that is one of the things we have been doing, that we are actually working to bring back our own the people who have experts in health, bringing back to our communities and things like that. I mean, I think that's, again, this is an interest of Lake Huron Medical Center to be a part of this community, and we want to do good, and we will do well for the community. That's what we are looking at.
We sure appreciate the great work that you folks have done for the United Way this year.
Yeah.
Do it again next year, please.
Yeah. And, you know, Paul, I think I also want to recognize all our employees who have done an amazing job in recognizing the need of this community and actually contributing to those things. I think that is one of the things. They are setting a good example for all our organizations in this community, and hopefully that will continue to do that, you know, for the coming years also. And again, Paul, thank you for your leadership in getting United Way in this community, in this campaign. You and Matt has done an amazing job providing the leadership and increasing visibility among our people here too. So that can be seen in that results of our campaign, you know, coming up. I appreciate that.
It's been a real joy to be a part of it. If somebody out there wants to know how to run a successful campaign for the United Way in their workplace, call Joe Scouture at Lake Huron Medical Center. He'll tell you how to do it. Joe, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Paul. And it has been a pleasure to work with you.
Come join us at Freighters. We're here till 10 o'clock. You can support the United Way of St. Clair County. Have a great breakfast and enjoy some great Irish music and some fellowship with some great people, too. We'll see you here at Freighters. Back with more in just a moment on WPHM.